Welcome to another episode of the Half Hour of Universal Awesomeness, a show whose abbreviation is H-H-U-A, which spells Hoo-ah! No, it's not Frankie Goes to Hollywood, it's better. Spiritual ass-kicker Amy Scott Grant and whole being RN Audrey Christie McLaughlin. Now kick back and relax for the next 30 minutes of entertaining enlightenment with Amy and Christie.
All right. Hey, well, here we are. This is Amy. And of course, I'm joined by Christie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Or whatever time of day you guys happen to be listening to this. But for us right now, it's fabulous morning. And we're going to talk about, you know what? This is like one of my favorite topics because it's so necessary. It's so like, it is, to me, it is an essential part of being healthy and centered and balanced and like just feeling good, right? And having life work. So, I'm super excited to talk about grounding. Da, da, da. Where's my sound effects when we need them?
Right?
So, Christy, probably what makes the most sense, right, is to give the people some info. Right? Yeah. Because they might be like, what? Are we doing electrical work? I don't know what you mean by groundings. Am I punished? Like, so tell the people a little bit about grounding, what it is and why we need it.
Interestingly, if you like do hashtag grounding on Instagram, that's all you find. Like, I wanted to find solid stuff about people grounding, like barefoot and all that good stuff. And it was just like, oh my God, I'm so grounded. Hashtag grounded 2016. I was like, great. Okay. So what is grounding? You can look at grounding in a couple of different ways. There's physical grounding, and then there's like the spiritual energetic grounding. And they, you know, although they're a little bit different in a lot of ways, they're exactly the same. You can use physical grounding to achieve the energetic grounding and vice versa. So, you know, a lot of people are like, okay, cool. You know, that sounds great. Well, how do I know if I need to be grounded? And it can actually manifest in a lot of different ways. For me, oftentimes my nerves are frayed, but there's also physical manifestations, things that go on with your bowel, yucky stuff like constipation or diarrhea can mean that you're not grounded. Bladder troubles, low back pain, people with sciatica, try some grounding, varicose veins, water retention, and really anything from like the hips down. So groin problems, hips, knees, ankles, feet, any of that good stuff a lot of times is caused by not being grounded.
I actually did not know that about sciatica.
Yes. Huh. Grounding. And so, you know, and for me, like I said, irritation is one way I know that I'm not grounded. And I'm going to tell you, eating noises make me crazy. Like, going to lay my hands on you crazy. And so I have found that.
You should never, ever have a meal with my five-year-old then because he only knows how to chew with his mouth open.
Mommy needs you to chew with your mouth closed.
What?
Right.
My mouth is closed.
About to go no more wire hangers on this child. But it really is. So I've learned that in situations like that and less annoying ones or less irritating ones or ones that would make me sort of fly out, you know, either off the handle in irritation or anger or even emotions, that grounding a lot of times is step one in shifting that in a different direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's interesting too, because, well, I know you said if you search Instagram for grounded, you find tweens that are like, you know, can't
stop teenagers.
Yeah. Can't play video games or go outside for a week or something. But what's interesting is in terms of electrical grounding, that, and actually in Europe, they call it earthing. All that means, because this would be the extent of what I know about electronics, okay? So pay attention. All that means is either by a direct or indirect method, some type of device is connected to the earth. Right? True. So this was like way back in the day, people figured out that if things were not grounded, they would get electrocuted, right? They would get an accidental shock, which is no bueno. So they were like, huh, if we just, you know, kind of make it go into the ground, that doesn't happen because it would eliminate that buildup of electrostatic energy. Also, they figured out that it would also minimize lightning damage if things were grounded. So it's so interesting because energetically, grounding means we are connecting to that stable earth energy. You know, we don't, stick our hair into the ground or like stick a foot down into the earth. But man, do think about like how relaxed and centered do you feel if you go to the beach and you dig your feet like into the sand, right? It's that same kind of concept. So when we ground energy into that stable earth energy, it connects us, like it eliminates that buildup of anxiety, energy, any, you know, sort of like Christy, you were just talking about, if my emotions are going to be high, then I know I need to ground. Yeah, because grounding helps eliminate that buildup of emotional energy, right? But additionally, your brain operates more effectively in the same way that grounding electrical items and wiring and things, you know, help to prevent shock and electrocution. It's the same kind of thing. If you are hit with some bad news, you are going to handle it so much more easily if you're grounded than if you're not.
Right.
So
it even reduces inflammation in the body and the brain. Physical grounding, you know, being out on the earth, it can reduce inflammation. And there's a big study going on now about grounding and addiction. Which what you said makes sense because it helps you control those emotions. And if you think about the reason people use things, you know, and whatever that is, food, alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, whatever, caffeine,
sex,
we talked about
work,
that today. Sex, yeah, work, whatever. It's often a funnel for overpowering emotions and feelings, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, what else is coming to mind too is, you know, people, if you have labeled yourself an HSP, I'm not a big fan of a label like that, but I know some people find comfort knowing that what they're feeling has a name, right? So if you're a highly sensitive person, or if you just notice that you're more sensitive to energy, I'll tell you, if I go to Vegas, I get a headache the instant I step off the plane, right?
Absolutely.
It's not because it's dry, because it's dry as hell here in Colorado too. It's all of that high, high, high energy that's in Vegas and all the mobs of people, anywhere where there's huge amounts of people, if I stay immersed in that too long, I will definitely have some physical reaction to that. But grounding is something that really helps to smooth that over, right? Just because it helps you to manage that huge amount of energy. So if you are not normally a person, you know, if you're a person that prefers their alone time and likes their sort of smaller groups or whatever, but you find that you have to be in a busy crowded place like an airport or a graduation or, you know, a conference, convention, something like that, a mass exodus, I don't know. We talked about how the election's not going to impact your life, so hopefully there won't be a mass exodus from the U.S. anyway. But
and if you haven't listened to that episode, check it out.
Yes, please do. It's hysterical and very informative, we think. But this grounding is something that's really going to help you be less impacted by negative people, by crowds of energy, by, you know, getting what you maybe usually get hit by. So Christy, I know you just talked about a whole bunch of physical symptoms. There's a lot of sort of less tangible ways to know if you need to ground or if you're not grounded, right? Like, well, you mentioned feeling irritable when somebody's making eating sounds.
I'll come at you. Across the table, like a spider monkey.
I'm so going to use that against you. I totally wish I had like a bag of chips right now. I would totally start mowing down.
One of my dearest friends, I guess until just the other day, I'd never eaten one-on-one in a quiet atmosphere with her.
Because you both have kids.
So yeah, I almost lost my shizzle. I was just like, oh God, this grown person cannot. I mean, it was the most horrific. Like, I would rather be in Friday the 13th, like the movie with, and I'm terrible at movies, but with the guy chasing me, and then sit across the table somebody.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember if it was Freddy Krueger or Jason, but
Freddy Krueger was Nightmare on Elm Street.
That's it.
With the striped sweater and the craggy face and the hat.
Yeah. But bag of Doritos and an open mouth, I'm over it.
To get the rest of this podcast, plus tips you can use right now today, and an entire archive of Clearing audios, join the club at clearingofthemonth.com.